It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. The Navajo Nation is bearing the brunt of oil and gas methane pollution. More from the New Mexico News Connection's Ross Brown.
The Navajo Nation Environmental Protection Agency is considering adopting an air permitting program to address methane emissions, and it could be a life-saving decision for 300,000 indigenous people who live there. A new report shows methane waste and pollution is a growing problem for residents of the country's largest Indian reservation. Joseph Hernandez with the Native American Voters Alliance says air pollution from extractive industries no longer affects only one area of Navajo lands, but is found everywhere. He adds, it's common to know many families who have lost loved ones to cancer.
Health disparities in the region is known. I have many family members who suffer from asthma, and it's something that is not normal in other communities.
The analysis shows pollution isn't the only problem, as 5% of the natural gas produced is wasted annually through methane leaks, venting, and flaring. Curbing the waste could add more than $1 million to tribal royalties each year. The EDF report follows a recent vote in the U.S. Senate to restore federal rules to reduce methane pollution in oil and gas operations. In addition to New Mexico, the Navajo Nation stretches across portions of northeastern Arizona and southeastern Utah. The resource-rich land has made many native economies dependent on extraction in the past century, starting with coal and uranium. Hernandez notes a recent government report showed almost 30% of the native population had poor or fair health status in 2018, compared to about 16% of the white population.
What is common between all of us is that we all live in this area that's being extracted by not just one industry, but many industries here in the Four Corners region.
The report was prepared by the Environmental Defense Fund, Diné Care, the Nava Education Project, Grand Canyon Trust, and Western Leaders Network. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Now to a local viewpoint. This week, the board of the Las Cruces Public Schools voted unanimously to approve an equity policy that supporters say can help educators ensure lessons are relevant to all students. Commentator Walt Rubel shared his thoughts on the issue before the vote.
I graduated from both high school and college thinking the Underground Railroad was an actual train with Harriet Tubman at the controls. When I read last week about the controversy regarding plans by the Las Cruces School District to develop a more equitable curriculum, I thought back to my school days and how shallow and misleading my education was. As to the contributions made by those who didn't sail over willingly from Europe and their descendants. The history of our nation taught when I was in school was one that always ended in redemption. I learned that slaves were brought to America long before the revolution against the British, and that they were treated with horrible cruelty and brutality. But redemption came in the form of Abraham Lincoln and the Emancipation Proclamation. The assassination of Lincoln then ruined plans for an orderly reconstruction of the southern states after the Civil War, leading to several more decades of cruelty and brutality. But this time redemption came in the form of Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement. I remember learning about a handful of historical black figures, Frederick Douglass, George Washington Carver, and, of course, Tubman. It's a pretty short list. And, in each case, what I learned was the story, the mythology. I don't remember learning anything at all about the historical contributions made by Hispanics. There was no mention that peaceful, prosperous societies existed on the American continent long before the arrival of Columbus. Change has come far too slowly, and never without a fight from those clinging to a more sanitized version of our nation's origin story. But change is coming. The Las Cruces School District is considering something called Policy JBC Equity and Excellence for All Students. I don't know enough about the specifics of that policy and what actual changes it would bring to the classroom to either endorse or condemn it. But I do support the goal, which, according to Associate Superintendent Roberto Lozano, is to develop a curriculum that is more relevant to students of all backgrounds. The American history that I and others of my generation were taught in school was literally too good to be true. That's just human nature. People of all nations want to glorify their ancestors and gloss over the darker periods. But a dishonest recounting of our history leaves us unable to learn from past mistakes and more apt to repeat them. And it makes it more difficult to appreciate how past acts of discrimination still impact our society today. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
While Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.